Today, my dear faithful, is the third Sunday of Advent. And the epistle is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 4. Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Let your modesty be known to all men. The Lord is nigh. Be nothing solicitous, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your petitions be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasseth all understanding, keep your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 1. At that time, the Jews sent from Jerusalem priests and Levites to John to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and did not deny. And he confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not." "Art thou the prophet?" And he answered, "No." They said therefore unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah." And they that were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him, and said to him, "Why then dost thou baptize, if thou be not Christ, nor Elias, nor the prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there hath stood one in the midst of you, whom you know not. The same is he that shall come after me, who is preferred before me, the latchet of whose shoe I am not worthy to loose." These things were done in Bethania, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Make straight the way of the Lord." Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As I mentioned this past Wednesday on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, the name Saint Don Bosco is most likely a name well known to each of us. Don Bosco was famous even in his own time for his fantastic results with abandoned boys, so much so that boys from all over Europe were sent to him. To help Don Bosco in this great work, God would make known to him many things by means of dreams. They are not dreams like ours, empty imaginations that have no real meaning. Instead, Don Bosco's so-called dreams were indeed from God, and this was proved by the many secrets revealed in them, as well as prophecies given that did indeed come true. These dreams actually began even when St. Don Bosco was young. When he was about 9 years old, he had his first dream. In it, he found himself in a field near his home. It was filled with a crowd of boys who were having fun, but a good number were using foul language. Immediately, young John Bosco leapt into the midst of the crowd and, like most boys, thought to solve the problem with his fists while shouting to stop using foul language. We have to remember that he wasn't quite the saint yet. At that moment, a man appeared whose face radiated such light that John could not look directly at him. This man called John by name and told him to place himself as the leader of these boys, adding, "You will have to win these friends of yours, not with blows, but with gentleness and kindness. So begin right now to show them that sin is ugly and virtue beautiful." The boy John was confused and answered that he was just a boy, that he didn't know what to say to them about religion. While he gave this explanation, though, he noticed that the fighting, shouting, cursing had stopped. And then he looked around and saw that the boys had actually gathered around the man who was talking to him. John, even more confused now, asked, "But how can you order me to do something that looks so impossible?" "What seems so impossible," the man said, "you must achieve by being obedient and by acquiring knowledge." "But where? How?" the boy asked. "I will give you a teacher," the man said, "under whose guidance you will learn, and without whose help, all knowledge becomes foolishness." Then appeared a majestic lady standing beside the man. She wore a cloak that glowed like the night sky filled with stars. This lady, seeing John's confusion, beckoned to him, took him by the hand, and told him, "Look." John turned away from her back to the crowd of boys and found there was not a single boy left. In their place were all kinds of wild animals, goats, dogs, cats, bears, and others. "This is your field," the lady told him. "This is where you must work." Then she explained to him how he must prepare for this task. "Make yourself humble, steadfast, and strong, and what you will see happen to these animals, you will have to do for my children." John looked again and found the animals transformed, this time to a flock of gentle lambs. These lambs bleated a welcome for the man and the lady. However, at each of these new transformations, the 9-year-old John Bosco became more and more confused and alarmed. By now, he was completely bewildered. And as a little boy, he began to cry, and he begged the lady to explain what it all meant. The lady placed her hand on his head and reassured him with, "In due time, everything will be clear to you." With that, St. Don Bosco's first of his many prophetic dreams ended. This was the dream that started him on his mission, that helped save many, many souls, a mission very similar to that of St. John the Baptist. For both St. John the Baptist and St. John Bosco, both had the mission to lead souls to our Lord. This mission is what St. John the Baptist was referring to when he told the Pharisees, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord." The Pharisees had asked St. John the Baptist who he was and where he received his authority to preach and baptize. The Baptist answered by quoting that prophecy from Isaiah. St. John was announcing that he was the precursor of Christ, the one chosen by God to prepare mankind for the Savior. He called all to make straight the way of the Lord into their hearts, that is, to prepare themselves for the coming and preaching of Christ. "Do penance," he said, that is, turn from the things of this world, so that your heart would be well prepared to learn the teachings of Christ and to leave all things and follow him. That was the vocation of St. John the Baptist, and so it was with Don Bosco. Both were chosen by God to show souls by both word and action how good God is, how they must lead their lives to please God, and thus save their souls. That was the mission that each of these great saints was called to, But, you know, my dear faithful, each of us do have that same mission. We too are to lead others to Christ. No, we did not have a miraculous calling like these two St. Johns. Instead, our calling to help souls was given to us at our baptism. By the very fact of our being Catholics, we are to lead souls to Christ. Now, we don't need to do anything extraordinary. We do not need to, in fact, we should not, stand on the street corner and preach the Word of God. Instead, we help souls, first and foremost, by giving good example. As our Lord told Don Bosco in his dream, show them that sin is ugly and virtue beautiful. By the very fact of our striving to be good Catholics, we will do this. We will give this good example to our neighbor. For myself, one person especially comes to mind when thinking of good example, my own grandfather. In my family, my grandfather was the one who realized that something was wrong in the Catholic Church when his daughter learned at school from an Ursuline sister that Adam and Eve didn't really exist, that it was just a made-up story. It didn't really happen. That didn't quite sound Catholic to my grandfather, and so that led him to search for, find, and begin attending the traditional Latin Mass. Now, the chapel was an hour away, and so that meant an hour drive both ways each Sunday, something many traditional Catholics have experienced. My grandfather put it up as part of carrying his cross after Christ. I bring all this up because I would almost certainly not be here right now if my grandfather did not have that determination to do everything to lead a good Catholic life. His good example led his wife, his daughters, and now his dozens of grandchildren and great-grandchildren to be traditional Catholic. That is the power of good example. And it is just a natural part of being a good Catholic. However, the opposite is true as well. When we fail to live up to our Catholic faith publicly, we do give scandal to our neighbor. What we say, what we do, how we act, these do have consequences upon ourselves as well as our neighbor. Whether we abstain from meat on Friday, or go to Mass on Sunday, or even the little things, such as being charitable, patient, and kind in our words and actions, each of these public deeds will show our neighbor how much the Catholic faith means to us. And thus, the natural conclusion, how much the faith should mean to him, our neighbor. A good Catholic, by the very fact of being a good Catholic, shows others that sin is ugly and virtue beautiful. As our Lord, the man in St. Don Bosco, told Don Bosco in his dream. By Don Bosco's good example, he converted the wild animals that many of those boys he worked with were to good, innocent lambs in the flock of Christ. Of course, we will at times find it hard to do good. And that is why, as St. John Bosco did, we too must have Our Lady as our guide and pray to her for strength. Remember, my dear faithful, what you do before others will have an effect upon them. Remember your duty to these souls, that mission given to you by Christ. that you were called to by the very fact of being Catholic. Recall these eternal consequences and let it urge you on to lead a good Catholic life. And, my dear faithful, amidst this struggle, at the beginning of each day, pray to Our Lady. Ask her to be your guide throughout the day. Beg her for the light to know what to do and for strength to do it. In this manner, you will help lead souls to Christ and to eternal happiness in heaven. This is, to some extent, your mission as a Catholic, your responsibility. The salvation of other souls depends on you, whether you realize or not, at each moment. Help them by your good example, and these souls you lead to heaven will be your eternal glory. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.